CBSI in the World with Thaddeus McCutter, my colleague and co-host, and Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, reporting to us on the latest from the Hamas war. Thaddeus?
Yes, Malcolm. Is it true that Iran's currency is collapsing?
Absolutely. And it's a story, again, that should be getting much more notice and coverage because it shows the vulnerability of Iran. And those who want to see real regime change understand that if we were working with the people in Iran and doing what we should instead of bolstering the regime and negotiating with it and providing funding to it, that we might be able to see a real change there. But right now it hit a record low. And you remember, we've discussed over the years, not in a long time, though, the steady decrease. It's now 650,000 to the dollar. I think if you remember, we had it at 10,000, 40,000, kept going 80,000, 100, but 650,000 to the dollar. And remember what this means then for the average person who has any savings, any money, that they are wiped out. In the meantime, they continue to spend money. Niger is accused of releasing uranium to Iran. They're buying weapons and building their stockpile, uranium stockpile, despite the IAEA's and non-intervention or because of it.
The West Bank, Malcolm, it's not been quiet. Israel has been working very diligently to suppress the Hamas that have escaped. But you tell me Iran is busy in the West Bank. How so?
Yeah, the IDF and the others have thwarted the smuggling of advanced weapons from Iran, which were going into Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. And this was just recently cleared for publication because this has been going on for some time. But there's a special unit, Division 4000, which is Special Operations of the IRGC, and that they have been operating under the guise of various units to provide weapons, more and more advanced weapons, to Palestinian operatives to be used against Israeli targets within Israel. And the investigations came down to one guy named Yura Mahda, who lives in Lebanon, a Palestinian descent, and he's been acting as an operative both of the Hezbollah and the IRGC, and they have been finding extensive weapons. Israel is interceded. They interrupted a major sale of weapons, which include peripheral shrapnel chargers, detonators, detonators, explosives, anti-tank missiles, rockets and explosives, grenades, all sorts of equipment that was being shipped in this one shipment. So it continues to see that Iran, trying not only through its ring of fire of Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, et cetera, the militias, but also from inside Israel through the West Bank.
That is?
Malcolm, quickly, Al-Aqsa, what is the situation?
We have a minute. Okay, you remember we have 1 minute, Malcolm.
All the predictions about what would happen. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims have gone since the beginning of Ramadan, 50 to 100,000 people in a single day. Their services, everything has gone quietly and smoothly. The tourisms have been allowed to go up periodically in accordance with the standing procedures. All of the predictions, all of the warnings came to naught when you don't allow them the incitement. In fact, restricting to men over 40 and women to go. And they have been going on a regular basis, and there has been no violence whatsoever.
And finally, Malcolm, you tell me there's a poll indicating with all of this, after 6 months, nearly 6 months of war, Israel is still happy or how happy?
Well, they're the fifth happiest people in the world, according to this study. And that's despite the October 7th, and this is the World Happiness Report, but I think a remarkable showing despite all of the problems that it faces.
Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, Thaddeus McCutter, American Greatness. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I managed to drop out just at the wrong time, but I'll fix it.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,